The greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie and Kent.
Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Thanks for joining me. It's an absolute pleasure for me to have your company. 1-300-736-736 is the number. The Werribee Kia open line. Sales, service and parts still fully operational at Werribee Kia. Jump on the line if you'd like to join us. 1-300-736-736 or on the speckled text 0433-98-1116. On the speckled text, speckled cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. Talked about best of three grand final series and wildcard rounds. If you've got a thought on that, we'll take your calls on that. Craig Hutchison, Croc Media Managing Director and CEO, and the host of Footy Classified has had a little say on that for quite a long period of time. He's been a wildcard round advocate, and we'll find out whether he thinks the best of three. I think he does think the best of three might be an option. We'll have a chat to him about that very shortly, but a big racing announcement to be made by Hutchie first. Welcome to you, Hutchie. Great to have you on the program again.
Thanks, Dwayne, and congratulations on the job you're doing through these times and the empathy you're showing the community. It's been fantastic, and it was, for those who haven't podcast or listened to it, it was epitomised by your chat with Margaret from Sunbury yesterday and reminded us all what a much-loved figure she is in our station world. I can tell you that since that, we've set her up at home on iPad and FaceTime so she can stay face-to-face connected with all of us here at the station, and it's obviously a small step to kind of keep her connected to us because we love her as we love everyone in the community. And I just want to get on the front foot and say the more we can do that for the community and keep them as connected face-to-face as we can if their circumstances are isolated, the better. So thanks for sparking that yesterday, Dwayne, and thanks to our audience for their love and embrace of Margaret and hopefully their own elderly in their communities.
Yeah, she called in yesterday, Margaret. You introduced me to Margaret, or Margaret introduced me to her at our function that we had a few weeks ago as a launch for our footy. I hadn't met her before, but I remember when we first got together ages ago, you talked to me about Margaret and her birthday was coming up and how she's part of the family. It was nice that she gave me a call yesterday, and it was nice to just let her talk. It was fantastic. Is she featuring in Off the Bench tomorrow? I presume she is.
She sure will, mate, and our audience absolutely love her. And you know, we're loving, it's a very sad time. You know, we're thinking of the community. We're trying our best to do our little bit, as everyone is, in helping those around us who are afflicted and who are suffering as a station. I think the job you guys have done to do that has been extraordinary. So any little thing we can do, and what you're doing so well is allowing people a chance to talk. It's a time to talk, isn't it? And stay connected. We're isolated, but we shouldn't isolate. And we've got a community responsibility in particular to those who are a little older or more isolated than others. So encourage everyone to do their little bit, and the station will be here for anyone who wants to chat at any time during these times.
So what's the format tomorrow morning? Hutchie, what time am I on?
Well, we're launching temporarily as a pop-up station. Plans that we had cooking anyway for later in the year, Dwayne, for a new racing harness greyhound and sport network called SEN Track. You'll be able to hear that as it launches tomorrow on 1377 SEN Plus here in Melbourne from 10 a.m. You'll also be able to hear it for our WA listeners for the first time on 657 a.m. in Perth, and then in Wollongong on 1575, the first three of what will over time be many more stations using the SEN Track brand. Waitley to start tomorrow with a conversation with the industry for 2 hours, and then we're into Scuba and Tags in the afternoon, talking all things racing, and then the trots and the greyhounds through the course of the day. There are a couple of things here. These industries are the only remaining sports on at the moment from a live sport perspective. So while it would be more convenient potentially for our staff who are working through their limited means at the moment to delay this to October or later in the year, we feel an obligation to the racing harness and greyhound industries, given they are the only ones on. They are part of the community, those industries, just like the rest of the community. Our station is here to be as best an equal contributor to the entire community as we can. And we're in the live sport business, and there's obviously 16 live sports we have rights for, and all of them are off at the moment. So our obligation is to pivot here, and so we'll fast-track our plans a little bit accordingly and get behind those industries while they're still on, and the participants, particularly given the fact that they employ, you know, almost 200,000 people around Australia, or, you know, high hundreds. They're responsible for so many auxiliary industries, and they may only be on for a shorter period of time. You know, we saw racing turned back on in Victoria and New South Wales this morning under highly compliant regulations. We've seen challenges around the country. There's so many of them trying to think of remote or regional strategies through this. And the reality is so many of these industries may not be able to stay on through what might be a more severe shutdown being considered by the federal government and by at least two states. So we'll be there as long as there's industry to support. We won't be on, I wouldn't think, for the whole winter. We might do a 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 weeks. If we are, that's fantastic. But our job is to commit to content to our audiences, whatever their interest is. And so that'll be another option for you. It won't come at the expense of 11.16 in Melbourne, but you'll get it on the SEN app. You'll get it on 13.77. We'll have a bit of fun. We want to celebrate the participants, promote the jobs, and support the animal welfare and, of course, the involvement and the social inclusiveness that it is. A lot of these tracks really define the local town. You know, it's the biggest social event in many country towns. They'll be off for a while, the big events. So it's just a little toe in the water for us. It's a sample size of what we'll do later on, and hopefully people will give it a go and have a listen to what we put out tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. Harness racing, the greyhounds, as you mentioned, the little country towns that house the tracks get so much from having those meetings continue to go ahead, even if crowds aren't allowed to go to the tracks. Hutchie, you've been thinking about what might happen in the future for football and what the options are. Just had a chat to Greg Swan, the CEO of the Brisbane Lions. You've been talking a little bit about wildcard rounds for a long, long time. As I said earlier, there's going to be an asterisk on this season. Everybody's going to say, well, it's not the 22-round season we normally had, so it's going to be different anyway. What do you think we should add if it is going to be different to the final series? If footy does get played in some way, shape or form, you were talking about actually having more blockbusters and not having a regulation everybody plays each other once season to maximise the blockbusters, so still have, you know, two showdowns and two derbies and two Collingwood Essendon games. What else do you think might be listenable for the AFL?
Yeah, well, I think I accept that my views are a bit extreme to what the public sentiment is, and I read and acknowledged when you played the audio of the sounding board, Dwayne, a lot of that reaction accordingly, which is great. That's the thing about footy is everyone's got a different view. We encourage it. It's a democratic society. My personal view has been consistent the whole way along. I favour a wild card weekend for the finals. I favour more finals, and I favour maximising the fixture as best we can. I think it's even more important now than it's ever been because our industry is on its knees, and what we can do to create interest, stimulus, I guess revenue, fan engagement, all the metrics of the game should be dialed up rather than dialed down. And so for me, that the chance to experiment with the season is now, not next year. And so things like, you know, 12 or 10 team finals is a given for mine. I think that'll happen wildcard weekend, by the way. I have great confidence that there'll be a version of that. I read with interest the idea of the best of three grand final series. If ever that was going to happen, it'll be this year. And rest assured, it'll be one of the things they're considering, particularly given that they own Marvel Stadium, which could potentially be a venue for one, two or three of those games if they could solve that situation with the MCG. I'm not saying it'll happen, but it'll definitely be one of the considerations. These are the type of things as the season could span into October and November that are worth considering. And I feel, Dwayne, we are going to be, like what this period of life has done has taught us a couple of things. One, our sense of community, of staying connected, of helping each other, of having each other's back, finding a way to help your mate through. That's the first thing. The second thing is, which is far less important, is how much we love sport, how much we're going to miss it, and in 6 weeks from now, how much we'll be craving it. So when the seasons eventually resume, and they will resume, it might not be June, it might be July, August, September, they'll be back. We're going to love it. Going to the footy is going to feel like you're going to the Super Bowl. You know, Port Adelaide and the Giants is going to feel like the FA Cup final by August. We'll be so excited. And I think our industry's got a responsibility, particularly to those who've lost their jobs, who can't afford to be in clubs, to the clubs, to do as many big stuff as we can. Like, put the big blockbusters in and the big showdowns and the best, most elaborate finals. Yeah, it's going to throw up a few different results here and there. But you know what? In the scheme of the greater good of the next 100 years, wouldn't it be great to look back on this and say, we trialled, we innovated, you know, we didn't use the year as an excuse to not move the game forward. We actually did the opposite. We flipped it on its ear. We found some innovation. We tried a few things. And yeah, Richmond won the flag and there's half an asterisk against it. But you know what? They're a great team anyway and they deserve their third. And let's get on with what the footy looks like in the future and keep the best stuff and perhaps moderate what didn't work. And that I just feel really strongly about that. I know everyone's got a different view, but I feel that that's the obligation of the code is to maximise its engagement for the rest of the year.
1-300-736-736. Take a few of your calls on it. What's the name of your dog?
We've got Alfie and Augie. Sorry, Alfie. Okay. Just calm down, mate. Just take it easy.
Alfie.
We're with Dwayne's World. Alfie, just take it easy.
I've got Hugo in the background as well. So hopefully Hugo doesn't hear Alfie.
That was Alfie saying get out of Hugo.
Now, shorter quarters, Hutchie, has kind of been one of those things that has been trialled because of the circumstance, and it ended up being a bit of a winner, 80% probably positive feedback for it. Do you think other things like 16 a team could be trialled? Are we going to get that radical or not that radical?
Well, it's in play because there's going to be shorter lists because we're not going to be able to afford to play the volume of players. You know, the soft cap's going to come down to, you know, $3 million. So there's you know, $54 million sort of saved from the club's costs, 18 by 3. And I think players, the number of player lists and a revised CBA will be next. And 16 probably in play. I thought 16 minutes, we only got a brief look at it, very small sample size. But, gee, your mind quickly went to, gee, that's better. Didn't that feel better? And they'd been wanting to kind of shorten the length of the slab of the game anyway and probably just need an excuse to do it. So I'm all for trying different things when this season resumes and supporting the industry and supporting the fans who want to get back and love their game. So whatever we can do to trial, it doesn't have to be forever. It doesn't have to be pitched anything differently other than we're going to give this a go this year and see how it flies, guys. And I know a lot of the traditionalists of the game, will be a little bit of a different mindset, but that's my view.
And the interesting part to me is you're trying to do the best as an employer, as the best of someone running a business like Croc Media, but also by the general public at the moment, really doing kind of what's right. I know you're really busting your boiler to try and do what's right for everybody as a community. Do you think the coaches will play that kind of game as coaches? Do you think they'll be less locked down and more attacking, extravagant, you know, pretty to watch kind of footy? Do you think they'll do that as well?
I think they'll embrace the year ahead. Everyone's in a different spot. Everyone's has a different view of the economic hit of the world. You see some people who've been quick to understand the landscape and others who haven't been as quick, you know, and I think in fairness to the players, they probably haven't had the best information readily available to them. And they haven't probably made the decisions that they might have made in hindsight because they haven't had that. Whereas the coaches are a bit closer to the CEOs. They understand the reality. You can see how quickly they've pivoted to pay cuts and down tools, and as the whole community has. Like, it's really a terrible time in the community. And I think the coaches will have a... We saw their spirit of this emerge on the Waitley conference call, which they all dialed in on Wednesday and was fantastic of them to do. I think they'll embrace a more progressive style of game in spirit. Now, I choose to accept that they will be a little less defensively minded, at least in this year, as they embrace that we need to highlight and celebrate the best of footy's upside. Now, that'll correct itself at some point, but I do sense that. I think it'll be a really great season when it resumes. We shouldn't be in an urgent hurry for it to resume. Let's not make any silly decisions on public health. You know, if it doesn't start till August and finish in November, well, I think we'll all be okay if we can lock down and be safe and look after each other. Footy's a huge part of all of our lives, but our family and our health is the most important thing. You know, all of our businesses and employees, there's some tough times out there, but we'll all find a way through and band you together. And I'd like to think that the season will take its time to resume when it's ready for public health and that we will innovate and try and create some excitement for people.
Would we go as far as having 3 6-team conferences?
Yeah, it's not... I flagged the idea of sort of five, I think, conferences.
Okay,
four,
you did, yep.
Four conferences with four, and six. Yeah, they're the types of things that'll be on the table. I mean, you know, I don't think there'll be... flying is inevitable when the season returns, but I don't think players are going to be disappointed if they play more local showdowns and less flying. I think minimalising time on aeroplanes is not probably a bad thing, particularly if we start June, July, and the world's still a little less certain. So, yeah, I think all those things can be considered. They're going to get through the 153 games. We're going to see games in different times. Look, there might even be a season, Dwayne, where people can't go back. You know, that's still possible. And we all need to be mindful of that. This is an extreme time in all of our lives.
think Archie might have cut it off there, unfortunately. We'll head back to Hutchie very shortly. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Absolutely no one outside of the media bubble who advocates for less football. Please stop pushing the notion of shorter quarters. Another one here from Dom. Shorter quarters didn't feel better. Fans felt short-changed and comebacks were limited as only North Melbourne were able to claw back from a five-goal deficit. Be careful not to rip away the fabric of the game. This is all experimentation we're talking here. Dwayne, I'm not sure how you get 80% of people like the shorter quarters. You broadcasters are desperate for it. No, I'm just gauging the way that the callers have come through to this program that it's around about 80%. The approval rate, but it might be different to that. I'm just gauging it from the callers to the show. I think Hutchie's back. Hutchie, thanks a lot for joining me. Can't wait for the racing to be on SEN tomorrow. Croc Media Managing Director and CEO Craig Hutchison. A break. More of your calls after it. 1-300-736-736 on the Werribee Kia open line and some of your speckled texts as well. 0433981116. Sam Edmund for Illusion Log Gas Fires. Clearing all Illusion gas log fires at the moment. So jump online and check out Illusion gas fires. Sam Edmund is going to join me with the latest news and your calls after a break. Dave, quickly before the break, though, you've got a fixture idea, Dave. Welcome to you.
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. The talk about the shorter quarters, it's been 25 minutes plus time on for a long time now, and you've got to look at why they are longer quarters than they used to be 5-10 years ago. And it's the stoppages and it's the time it takes for the umpire to bounce the ball and all that, not the actual play of the game. And so this shorter quarters, you're still going to have the issues that's causing it. That's the amount of stoppages around the ball, amount of ball ups, the amount of congestion that we have in the game. In the old days, back in the 80s, when we had longer quarters, it's because we were kicking 30 goals or 25 goals in a game. So the shorter quarters, and just for one round in what was a really, really out of the blue kind of round, it's really hard to judge if 16 minutes is going to be the way to go.
Dave, they're coming through on the speckled text now. Jump on the line, 0433981116, on the speckled text, and give me a call if you hated the shorter quarters. 1-300-736-736, the number for Werribee Kia. I hated the shorter quarters. That's coming through. Shorter quarters are, and I won't read the last word, but you get my drift. There's a few coming through that hated it. So if you did hate it, actually, even up the ledger, because it has been about 80% in favour of it on my show at least, but you can even up when you call 1-300-736-736.